Welcome to your weekly English radio magazine on CJMQ 88.9 FM in Sherbrooke and CIDI 99.1 FM in the Lake Brome area. It's the Friday Drive, news commentary, 30-30 sports, arts and culture, and the interview of the week. Local events and issues for townshippers from townshippers. The Friday Drive starts right now with your host, Daniel Coulomb. 30-30 Sports on the Friday Drive.
Starting the show off at 4:30 with John Edwards. How are you this week?
So far, so good. How are you?
Not bad. Did you hear about the big kerfuffle in Montreal? Buses were showing the Go Habs Go sign on the electronic board in the front of the buses, and the OLF made them change it to Allez Canadiens, Allez. It would seem that somebody took time to complain about the Go Habs Go thing because it's not French enough.
Yeah, I like the fact that the OQLF exists just so that we have a place to store all the humorless scolds in this province and give them something to do. I don't know that the Habs are winless since they made them change the sign.
With everything going on in the province of Quebec, be it social inequity or, you know, poverty or all that stuff, you would think there would be more important things.
Nope, we fixed everything, so we're worried about bus signs now.
I got it. Okay. You probably watched the NFL draft just a tad last night. Any takeaways?
The interesting one to me is that certainly the thing to look at tomorrow is that Shedeur Sanders didn't go in the first round. That wasn't necessarily guaranteed that he would, but it was interesting that Pittsburgh passed on him because they're sort of desperate for a quarterback right now to the point where they're still flirting with Aaron Rodgers, even though he would be a terrible fit for their organization. He probably goes tomorrow. Otherwise, the Patriots at 5 took Will Campbell, no lineman from Louisiana State. Cam Ward going to Tennessee at number 1 wasn't a big shock. Jacksonville traded up to get Travis Hunter from Colorado, and we'll see if they play him as a cornerback, as a running back, or both. And then something to look for probably on Saturday is whether Taylor Elgersma, who won the Heck Crichton Trophy this year and played for the Laurier team that beat Bishops in the UTEC Bowl here back in November, he might get picked on day 3.
Hey, good for him. All right. Locally, a bit of a surprise this week. The Phoenix fired their GM, Philippe Sauvé. He is out. Gilles Bouchard, the coach, now becomes the interim GM. How did you react to the news?
It didn't look on the ice like anything was going particularly badly. I mean, given where the team is in its cycle, and Sherbrooke has very much sort of run on a 4-year cycle type of thing where they went for it hard 2 years ago, you know, have been rebuilding the last couple of years. And in the last couple of years, I think they've done certainly better than predicted coming in, you know, a couple of second round playoff exits, but that's not necessarily surprising given where they are in their cycle. You know, it's a bit of a concern that they played so well against the Armada and then fell totally flat against Shawinigan, but that's as much coaching as the GM. So they seem to talk a lot about a difference in philosophy or direction, and I'm not sure exactly what that was. There seemed to be some allusion to the team not having a lot of draft capital going forward, and that's probably because they spent what they had to make a run 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, have sort of, you know, trying to farm what they got back to try and do the rebuild. So, yeah, it's really surprising. You know, we'll see if Gilles Bouchard ends up being the permanent choice or if they bring in someone over him. And if they do, that's going to be interesting because usually you would expect a GM to pick the coach that would work for them. So that possibly could get weird down the road if there's a difference between the GM and the coach.
They seem to have suggested that Philippe Sauvé just wasn't aggressive enough with his trades over the past few years, that the team just would become either not good enough or not bad enough, just a middling team sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's weird because they're not at a, you know, the team isn't really built to be at that point where it's making a run. And sort of the way it seems to work in the queue is you decide somewhere in December or January before the Christmas trading period, whether you're buying or selling and, you know, whether you're sort of going all in to win it this year, like in Drummondville, and govern yourself accordingly. And that may be what they're looking at, is sort of that Drummondville seems to have gotten to a point where they're at the top end of the table all the time. And Sherbrooke sort of goes through these waves where they're sort of a little more up and down.
All right. Final numbers in as far as crowds, 95,207 fans went to the Sports Palace this year. This is in 32 games for an average of 2,975 per game. This compares to 2,740 last year, John.
They did better at the gate, I think, especially after Christmas. They were up about 300 a game once the holidays were over, which is solid. I think they've done a lot more in terms of special nights and giving people particular reasons to come out. I think the shortened schedule has gotten rid of a couple of those midweek games that are usually just attendance death. So that's been better. And I think, you know, off the ice, the organization does very, very well. And you know, the building's 75% full on average, which is pretty solid for this market in this league.
Talk to you at 5:30.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Of course, there's music, but we also talk about a lot of issues that matter to you. You're listening to the Friday Drive on CJMQ 88.9 FM and CIDI 99.1 FM.
You take a stroll into the morning sun. You make a happy meal, a portion for one. You steal the wallet of a man with a gun. You make this seem like a whole lot of fun. Yeah, you do. You're making shapes with your hands on a wall. You're drawing the net while you're taking a call. You wouldn't care if you had nothing at all. Instead of chasing the dream, you're just chasing a ball. Yeah, you fall.
Weekly News Review with longtime Townships journalist Mike McDevitt on the Friday Drive.
It's the Weekly News Review with the world famous Mike McDevitt. How are you this week?
Oh, not too bad, sir. Not too bad.
Lots of things this week. Without further ado, let's talk about the Pope. The head of the world's 1.4 billion Catholics died at his home on Monday, age 88, after a stroke. It was surprising news on Monday morning. I mean, he'd done a lot the Sunday before, and for him to pass away on Easter Sunday, man.
Well, he had to talk with J.D. Vance. That'd give everybody a stroke, I think.
Oh, man. The Vatican...
No, I know that's silly. It's a joke, but I mean, it's appropriate. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. More than 60,000 people had viewed the late pontiff's body in St. Peter's Basilica, open to the faithful, on Wednesday. Amazing turnout.
Popes are pretty popular.
What do you see his legacy as being, Michael?
Honestly, a reflection what Christianity's supposed to be about. He was a humble man. He worked for the right kinds of people. I know a lot of people say he didn't go far enough here and didn't go far enough there. But when you're fighting against 2,000 years of tradition, it's not easy. His legacy kind of depends on what his successor looks like. If they backtrack and elect another Benedict, one step forward, two steps back. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to the conclave. I always enjoy suspense involved.
The most streamed movie, Conclave the Movie with Ray Fiennes.
Yeah, and it's a good one.
It should have won the Oscar for Best Movie.
Well, yeah, but those kinds of awards are not arbitrary. It was Anora, the one?
Anora was such an annoying movie. But anyway.
It was that, but boy, I enjoyed it. I really did. I'll confess, it was good. I know that's not a universal opinion.
All right. 3 days away from the federal election, advance polling was quite the thing. 7.3 million Canadians marked their ballots. It's going to be a busy day on Monday, Michael. Liberals and PC financial plans were presented after the advanced polling. Carney added $200 billion in debt over the next 4 years. We all made a stink about Trudeau's $140 billion deficit idea. I voted for the guy, but I feel mighty uncomfortable with what he's presented, although I still think it's better than the alternative.
Oh, it's certainly better than the alternative. I mean, the list of Poilievre's promises and predictions and past history is just too long to go into here. I'm terrified of that guy. Carney is, he's going to spend a lot of money. But, you know, look at the situation we're in. We're going to have to spend a lot of money. We got to build up our military. We've got to protect the people that are hurt by the tariffs. All of the stuff that's absolutely necessary is going to cost money, and we're going to have to tighten our belts and be prepared for that. I don't see any way around that. Poilievre is promising to cut him federal employment. You know, he wants to do exactly the wrong things. Mini Trump. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's saying federal employees and services. It is a page from the Trump playbook, Michael.
Yeah, and he wants to get rid of the CBC. I'll never forgive him for that. I listen to the CBC radio a lot. You can cut CBC television. I don't really mind that much. But radio, it's the only thing that reaches everywhere in Canada. It's fair. The fact that CBC generally tends to be anti-conservative is only telling me that they're paying attention and know what's going on. There's no replacement for the CBC. There's no way the private corporations are going to be having broadcasting up in northern Quebec and northern Ontario and those places. And these people are just as Canadian as you and I are. Yeah.
We in southern Quebec have a tendency to take this for granted, but there are a lot of municipalities up north that are cut off from everyone, and radio unites us.
Exactly. Look, when I used to travel around all over the place and I was either hitchhiking or driving around through the States, I could always stay in touch with the CBC. Always. The future of radio, local news anyways, is in small local stations. But for a national voice unfettered by commercials and commercialism is the CBC. If only for that, I'm against Poilievre. And that's just one of many, many, many things that that guy wants to do. He terrifies me. He really does.
We'll know more on Monday. I hate the fact that he refuses to meet with journalists. But
well, it's a sign of the times, you know. He can't control the message.
And he can't adapt to the new reality as well.
No, I'm just hoping that I don't expect it to be the case. But I would hope that he got trounced so badly, Tories have to rethink their attitudes and their approach. The guy's a disgrace as far as I'm concerned. I'm sorry. That's a strong language, but I've never liked him. He hasn't done one single thing that he should be proud of, not even getting rid of his glasses.
The foundation is set. More on Monday night.
Yes, sir.
American credit rating agency S&P Global downgraded Quebec's credit rating from AA minus to A plus due to several factors, including persistent operating deficits, a confluence of factors including slowing population growth, higher spending, and lower revenues were set to weaken the province of Quebec's fiscal standing. I'm telling you, Michael, with everything going on with health and education, we're not going to right the ship anytime soon.
No, that's unfortunate. I mean, it's a downgrade in the credit rating, which really matters when you're borrowing money. You know, the CAC hasn't done any favors for the province in that regard, although I'm not sure what they could have done. They could have done things differently, for sure. It's a wake-up call. Got to be more responsible and more capable, and we've got to put our panties in a knot, relax with the immigration things, because we need the people, and we're not doing anything really to encourage them. So
that's democracy all over the world, or what was once known as democracy.
The present rate of human migration is unprecedented, almost. And there is no land of the free America anymore. We've got millions of people who can't live where they're living. There's either wars or climate disasters going on, and these people are going to move, and we're going to have to adapt to that. Canada is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but we've done a good job of integrating an awful lot of people, and we're going to have to do more of that. Quebec is going to have to relax with its preserving every little minute detail of its culture if it wants to grow and prosper. That's all I can say.
Hear, hear. Most Americans now express little or no confidence in how President Donald Trump is handling the economy, according to a Pew Research Center survey. I guess it's about time. His strong supporters remained unshakable, a 96% approval rate. But right now, among those surveyed, 40% approved of the job Trump is doing. 59% disapproved.
Yeah. Look, you know, a majority of voters chose him. An awful lot of them are finding out that that was a big mistake. You know, among some of his strongest supporters, they're the ones, the first ones suffering, the farmers, small businesses. These guys were all gung-ho, or a majority of them were all gung-ho for Donald Trump. He's cut them off at the knee. First thing. This ridiculous, absolutely nonsensical tariff war. It's destroyed the American credibility in the world, driven countries all over the world to find alternative trade policies, new partnerships. The fact that his supporters are still hanging on to him just blows my mind.
You ain't seen nothing yet, my friend. Wait till tourism feels the full effect this coming summer.
Oh, it's already feeling it. Yep. It's already feeling it.
No one wants to go there right now.
Nobody.
Yep. A special committee studying the use of cell phones in Quebec schools says the mobile devices should be completely banned on school grounds for the next school year. It was banned in classrooms in the early part of 2024. Committee now says the province should now expand the directive further, should ban the phones and the headphones and mobile devices entirely in hallways, cafeterias, and schoolyards. You like that?
Oh, I like it, but I don't believe it. Good luck with that, honestly. Good luck with that. The kids nowadays, their cell phones are joined at the hip. These are small devices. To think that a school's going to be able to police that is wishful thinking, I think. Not having them turned on in classrooms is certainly necessary, but it means enforcement, it means punishment, it means really bringing the hammer down. As to keeping them off the school properties, well, I wish you luck. I really do.
I certainly wouldn't want to be in charge of the people having to police that, I'll tell you.
Oh God, me neither.
Wow.
It was bad enough 15 years ago, which is nothing compared to what it's like now. I wish him luck.
Wow.
I'm not envious of the job.
Once again, the voice of reason this week, Michael McDevitt in the radio on the News Review.
Well, it's nice to hear that description. It doesn't happen all the time, but thank you very much, Daniel.
It's the best I could give you today.
That's good enough.
Have yourself a great weekend, the final one of April. We speak next week.
Have a good weekend. Are you on your bike yet?
9 degrees with a headwind of 30K and cold. I'm not in the spirit so far.
I know spring is here, but the warm winds aren't here yet. Let's face it, you're getting old and you're a sissy, so...
Well, thank you very much, my friend.
No problem.
We're friends like him, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Talk to you next week.
Have a good one, Daniel.
If you have any comments or questions regarding what you hear on today's show, email us at cjmqnews@yahoo.ca.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now, we're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope and stone, let me pour you out, let me hold you now, let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future rearranges? I get nervous, oh I'm anxious, maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others, only girl that's never left me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now.
Time for your weekly information from the Lake Brome, Missisquoi area on the Friday Drive.
Taylor McClure now. Taylor reports from the Brome, Missisquoi region with stories for you from this week. How are you in the sunshine?
Hi, Daniel. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fine, except for the fact that they are calling for quite a lot of rain for the weekend. And what are you going to do?
It comes and it goes.
Exactly.
At least we had some sunshine this week.
Absolutely. All right, the federal election on Monday, record crowds last weekend for the advance poll. What have you to say?
So the official voting day is next week on April 28th. There were some advanced polls, like you mentioned, Daniel. And CIDI has been interviewing some of the candidates here in Brome, Missisquoi, just to get a sense of their priorities and their platforms. So far, we've interviewed Jack McLeod from the People's Party of Canada, Steve Charbonneau for the Conservative Party, and Louis Villeneuve for the Liberal Party. Other candidates here in Brome, Missisquoi include Jeff Boudreau for the Bloc Québécois, Zoé Larose for the NDP Party, and Michel Corcos for the Green Party. Unfortunately, we have not been successful in getting interviews coordinated with these candidates due to lack of response. But more information about Jeff Boudreau's platform for the Bloc Québécois can be found on his Facebook page that he has created. And more information about Michel Corcos' platform can be found on the Green Party website. So I just wanted to highlight the federal elections just to keep that in people's minds that voting day is next Monday. So head out to your local polls.
It's going to be one busy day on Monday. By the way, Taylor, the interview of the week at 5:10 today, William Crooks from the Sherbrooke Record. He details candidates and platforms for the five ridings covered by this show.
Well, that's lovely. I'm really looking forward to seeing all the information that he provides.
All right. Big news at CIDI-FM, The Move. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so some of your listeners may have heard or may know, but yeah, CIDI is on the move. We are currently changing spaces. We're in the process of doing this week. and next week as well. So we just wanted to let some of your listeners who may be CIDI listeners as well, we just wanted to make people aware that this is taking place. It's a big transition for us. We're really looking forward to it, but there might be some hiccups with the programming, with our content. So we just ask that people remain patient with us. We're doing our best to remain on air while we're transferring all of our tech equipment from our current space to our new space. We have a great technician who's helping us with all of this, but not everything always goes as planned. So, you know, if there's a hiccup online or you're tuning in on the radio, please just be patient with us at this time. We are working hard to get back up and running as fast as possible. We just wanted to thank everyone for their support during this time, and we're really excited for this new adventure for CIDI. So stay tuned for more.
That studio where you are in now, you've been there for quite a while, so that's a lot of work to clean that space out. What's the new address for the new studios?
It's right in Knowlton. It's on Lakeside, so we're remaining in the heart of the village. It just gives us a better location in the sense that we are no longer located in a basement. We will be seen when people drive right into town. So yeah, we're going to be at the top of Lakeside. You'll see our bright red signs for sure.
Knowing how Tony Mason is, there's so much energy coming out of CIDI. I suppose there's going to be probably a big open house coming sometime this summer.
That I can't speak on. That remains in the hands of, like you said, our station manager, Tony Mason. But it would be really lovely to bring the community in and on our new adventure with us. So that's why I mentioned stay tuned for more. It just might happen at some point.
Well, I think it's all really exciting.
Yes, it is really exciting. We're really looking forward to this fresh start.
Taylor McClure, heard on CIDI-FM. Daily news bits can be heard on CIDI991.com/website. Have yourself a good last weekend of April, and we speak next week.
Yes, thanks so much, Daniel.
Township's weather, Friday night showers, low 11 degrees, tomorrow rain, and lots of it, high 16, periods of rain Saturday night, low plus 2, Sunday rain, high 9, and long range sunshine, Monday, high 17 degrees. Ed Humphrey comes in slightly after 5 o'clock, everything you want about people in the townships, events, and places to see, 5:10 interview of the week, William Crooks with the Sherbrooke Record. We look at the candidates and platforms of the various writings covered by this show. 5:30 sports with John Edwards as well. 5:40 arts and culture with Sonia Patnode. All on the Friday Drive this afternoon on CJMQ 88.9 FM and CIDI 99.1 FM.